भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम फिफ्थ कैंटो 22nd chapter text 9 onwards. Anyway, they are all in verse form and they don't have purport, so I'll just read them through. It's quite interesting reading actually. Athurja atha chapurja manabhischa kalabhi ramaranang क्षियमाना भिष्च कलाभि पीतनाम अहरात्राणि पूर्वपक्षा परपक्षाभ्यां वितन्यानः सर्वजीवनिबह प्राणो जीवश्चैकमेकं नक्षत्रं त्रिंशत मुहूर्तै भुङ्क्ते. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. When the moon is waxing, the illuminating portions of it increase daily, thus creating day for the demigods and night for the pitas. When the moon is waning, however, it causes night for the demigods and day for the pitas. In this way, the moon passes through each constellation of stars in 30 muhurtas, an entire day. The moon is the source of nectarian coolness that influences the growth of food grains, and therefore the moon god is considered the life of all living entities. He is consequently called Jiva, the chief living being within the universe. See, such a important information. We know that there are two phases of moon, Krishna Paksha and Shukla Paksha, and they consist of 15 days each. And then that make and then the moon's greater phase is Uttarayan and Dakshinayan. So, anyway, so the 15 days of us makes one day of the demigods, and 15 days is the night of the demigods. The moon has the waxing period and waning period. Waxing period is when the moon is becoming new moon to full moon. And waning period is when the moon is from full moon, it is going to new moon or no moon. So, the waxing period is the day for the demigods. And then the waning period becomes the night of the demigods. And when it is the night of the demigods, it is the day of the Pitris. And when it is the day of the demigods, it's night of the big three. And this way, the moon moves 12 months, 6 months and 6 months. That's also very interesting that the other calculation actually is that the way 6 months of us is a day of the demigods, and Uttarayan is the day and Dakshinayan is the night. Anyway, so I'll just keep reading the text, then we'll discuss. Because the moon, okay, now another very interesting thing. You can see how scientific these informations are. The moon gives out the light. And this light is like nectar. The moon is full of nectar. So the moon actually gives out the rays, and the vegetations become rejuvenated by that. And from that comes our food. Grains and fruits and nuts, all that are coming from the trees, actually they're collecting the nectar from the moon, and that becomes the source of our life. And that's why the moon god is considered to be the source of life. Considered the life of all living entities. How do we live? By eating. What do we eat? General food of our food is grains, then fruits, vegetables, nuts, etc. Other foodstuff, milk, the cow is eating those grass and other things, and they are transforming that energy into milk. And those who are meat eaters, the animals are getting their source of life from, or they are developing their body or flesh from eating vegetables, and that is how they get. So this way we can see these two factors. Sun is the source of energy and moon is the source of light. All energy is coming from sun. The light energy, solar energy, we know, is directly coming from the sun. What are the other types of energies? Fuel, fossil fuel. What are the fuel? The fuel is rotten trees and plants. That is becoming petrol or coke. Coal. The other source of energy is wood. Where do the trees get the energy from? We know that from through the process of photosynthesis. They're deriving the energy from the sun, and it is stored in the cellulose of the wood. And stored in there. And then under some condition, it comes out in the form of energy, light. So we can see the source of all energy is sun. And source of all energy, a source of life is moon. And we know, those who know cultivation, how many of you have cultivated. They worked on the field. How many of you have worked on the field? You did, Archana? Wow. So, you know, I don't know about Martinique, but in India, they plant their seeds at a certain time of the moon. I think they plant the seeds. Who knows? Kab, jamin mein jab kheti hota hai, to paudhe kab lagata hai? Anybody? अच्छा चंद्रमा का क्या ये होता है? पानी में तो जमीन है और ऐसे लगा देते हैं अच्छा वो तो है जमीन तैयार हुआ, बल्कि मेरा ख्याल जब पूर्ण चंद्र जब होता है उस समय लगाता है या ऐसा कुछ। अच्छा ठीक है, वो पता करना। हाँ हाँ कब बोते कब बोता है बोते थे
ब्राह्मण से पूछते थे कि चंद्रमा का जो होता है उस समय उसको बीज लगाते।
हाँ आइदर इट इज इन द फुल मून और एट द टाइम ऑफ न्यू मून, क्योंकि चंद्रमा बढ़ता जाता है तो उससे उसका भी ये मिलता है। हाँ ये आई थिंक दिस प्लांट इट इन न्यू मून। एनीवे व्हेन एवर इट इज देयर इज सम कनेक्शन विथ मून। राघव पंडित यू शुड नो। शुक्ल पक्ष। अच्छा शुक्ल पक्ष मतलब जब हाँ मून इंक्रीजिंग तब लगाते हैं। तो ये खामोश क्यों था? बिकॉज द मून मून इज फुल ऑफ पोटेंशियलिटीज, इट रिप्रेजेंट्स द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड। द मून इज द प्रीडोमिनेटिंग डेटी ऑफ एवरीवन्स माइंड। यस moon also affects our mind. You know madness, what is the English name for madness, Dr. Sahab? Lunacy. What is the Latin name for moon? Luna. So you can see the link. Lunacy. So it is due to the effect of the moon. Big people, the moon is the predominating deity of everyone's mind. Moon is the predominating deity of the mind, and therefore the moon god is called Manomaya. He is also called Annamaya because he gives potency to all herbs and plants, and he is called Amritamaya because he is the source of life for all living entities. The moon pleases the demigods, pitas, human beings, animals, birds, reptiles, trees, plants, and all other living entities. Everyone is satisfied by the presence of the moon. Therefore, the moon is also called Sarvamaya, all pervading. Then text 11. There are many stars located 200,000 yojanas. One million six hundred thousand miles above the moon. So one yojana is 8 miles. 2 miles make 1 krosha, and 4 kroshas make 1 yojana. So 200,000 yojanas is 1,600,000 miles above the moon. By the supreme will of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they're fixed to the wheel of time. And thus, they rotate with Mount Sumeru on their right. Their motion being different from that of the sun. There are 28 important stars headed by Abhijit. The star purport, short purport by Srila Prabhupada, the stars referred to herein are 1,600,000 miles above the sun, and thus there are 4 million miles above the earth. Herein are above the sun, and thus they are 4 million miles above the earth. Some 1,600,000 miles above the group of stars is the planet Venus, which moves at which moves at almost exactly the same pace as the sun, according to swift, slow, and moderate movements. Sometimes Venus moves behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with it. Venus nullifies the influence of planets that are obstacles to rainfall. Consequently, its presence causes rainfall, and it is therefore considered very favorable for all living beings within the universe. This has been accepted by learned scholars. So, Venus means, Venus is, in Sanskrit, is Shukra. And here another name of Shukracharya is Ushana. What is that verse among the Kavinam Ushana? Ushana Kavi. So this is the planet of Shukracharya. Mercury is described to be similar to Venus in that it moves sometimes behind the sun, sometimes in front of the sun, and sometimes along with it. It is 1,600,000 miles above Venus, or 7,200,000 miles above Earth. Mercury, Mercury, what is the name of Mercury? Is Bud. Mercury, which is the sun of the moon, is almost always very auspicious for the inhabitants of the universe. But when it does not move along with the sun, it forebodes cyclones, dust, irregular rainfall, and waterless clouds. In this way, it creates fearful conditions due to inadequate or excessive rainfall. Text 14. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Mercury, or 8,800,000 miles above Earth, is the planet Mars. What is planet Mars in Sanskrit? Mangal. If this planet does not travel in a crooked way, it crosses through each sign of the zodiac in 3 fortnights, and in this way travels through all 12, one after another. It almost always creates unfavorable conditions in respect to rainfall and other influences. 15. Situated 1,600,000 miles above Mars, or 10,400,000 miles above Earth, is the planet Jupiter, which travels through one sign of the zodiac within the period of a Parivatsara. If the movement is not carved, the planet Jupiter is very favorable to the Brahmanas of the universe. take 16, situated 1,600,000 miles above Jupiter, or 12 million miles above Earth, is the planet Saturn, which passes through one sign of the zodiac in 30 months and covers the entire zodiac circle in 30 anuvatsaras. This planet is always very inauspicious for the universal situation. Situated 8,800,000 miles above Saturn, or 20,800,000 miles above Earth, are the seven saintly sages, who are always thinking of the well-being of the inhabitants of the universe. They circumambulate the supreme abode of Lord Vishnu, known as Dhruvaloka, the pole star. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Madhvacharya quotes the following verse from Brahmanda Puran. Gyananandatmano Vishnu Shishumaro Bapushatha Urdhatha Lokeshu Sabhyapta Adityadhyastad Ashrita. Lord Vishnu, who is the source of knowledge and transcendental bliss, has assumed the form of Shishumar in the seventh heaven, which is situated in the topmost level of the universe. All the other planets, beginning with the sun, exist under the shelter of the Shishumar planetary system. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 5th canto, 22nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Orbits of the Planets. So this is how we are getting the understanding of the planetary system. So this is the difference, like with modern understanding and Vedic understanding. In the Vedas, we get the understanding that the sun is actually the closest, and moon is further away. What is their modern understanding? The moon is rotating around the sun. Moon is rotating around the earth. But according to this understanding, moon is far away, farther away from the sun. So, this is how we can see that how the Vedic understanding is giving us the right information. Actually, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to create a planetarium where the Vedic understanding will be presented. That is called the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. That is being built in Mayapur. Actually, it's very, very complicated in a way to understand, because it's so complex. Let us see. Like, this is how we are getting, in a way you are getting a very clear understanding how different stars are situated. Almost 1,600,000 miles, or 200 yojanas above each other stars. And on ultimately it is Saptarshi Mandal, the seven sages, the abode of the seven sages. There, above all these planetary systems. And they are actually rotating around Dhruvaloka. Shaptat. All the other stars are moving with Dhruva Loka in the center, circumambulating Dhruva Loka. Pradakshin, moving in the right direction. And allow, that is how we used to locate Dhruva Loka. Dhruva, or rather polar star, Dhruva Loka, Dhruva Nakshatra. How many of you now know how to detect Dhruva Nakshatra? You don't get into that, yeah? Yes? Do you know how those polar stars are? Polar star, that is Saptarshi Mandal. Seven stars, like a question mark. They're situated like a question mark. The two top lines, two top stars, you draw a straight line. And it will meet the Dhruva Loka. And you can see that those Saptarshi Mandal is rotating, but Dhruva Loka is fixed. Dhruva star is fixed. Modern astrology also accept that the pole star is not moving. It is fixed. But so much information is there in our scriptures. That's why it's so important to read the scriptures. Actually, when one read the scriptures, they can see how scientific it is. Whereas, pandits of today in India call these Vedic literatures as mythology. 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 And that way we can see that they are not pandits, they are actually donkeys. And these donkeys are teaching in the schools and colleges. And as a result of that, they are producing other donkeys. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Jado Vidya Sab Mayar Boibhav, Tomar Bhajane Badha, Moho Janamiya Anitya Sangsare, Jeev Ke Karoye Gadha. Gadha means, so Bhakti Vinod Thakur is saying that materialistic education is nothing but the influence of Maya. The influence of the opulence of Maya, Mayar Vaibhav. And they simply create Tomar Bhajane Badha. They simply create obstacle to your devotional service. And bewildering the living entities, Moho Janamiya, bewildering the creating bewilderment to the living entities, Anitya Sangsare, in this temporary world, they are simply making donkeys out of living entities. So it's not my words. What I said is actually Bhaktivinoda Thakur's words. It is so unfortunate, like India, Bharatvarsha, is so fortunate to have this Vedic wisdom. But the Indians are rejecting that. But we see, one Indian went out of India. And he created such appreciation and respect for these literatures. Just one Indian, Srila Prabhupada. And as a result of that, what is happening today? The intelligent class of people are accepting it. They are recognizing. Although Indians have rejected the Vedic culture, Vedic literatures, but the intelligent class of people all over the world are accepting it now. When we read this, does it sound like fairy tale? Does any fairy tale have such detailed understanding? Another way of looking at it is that we are seeing the origin of mankind. It is the genealogical table is there. From Brahma, the Prajapati, Brahma's sons, and then his sons. And then we are seeing that two Kshatriya dynasties are coming. One from sun god Vivashvan and other from moon god Somdev. So, the whole line is there. Not always in the line, but important members of that dynasty has been mentioned. Like when we read, we see who is the father of Dhruva Maharaj. Right. And who is the father of, who is the grandfather of Dhruva Maharaj? Right. Manu. Manu to Uttanapad, Uttanapad to Dhruva. So when we are reading the anecdotes or activities of Dhruva Maharaj, then it goes from Dhruva Maharaj to his descendants. So, this is the proof. And then we see the places where the Lord performed, how the Lord descended and how the Lord performed his pastimes. When you go to Vrindavan, don't you see Krishna's pastimes? Is this somebody just concocted something and then presented it? No. Krishna's pastimes are enacted in Vrindavan and Kurukshetra, Dwarka. All these places are there. And now we are seeing. They found a city under the ocean. We know after Krishna left, Dwarka went into the ocean. And archaeologists are finding it. Similarly, Ramchandra built a bridge across the ocean. And now they are finding that yes, the remains of the bridge is there under the ocean in the northern, in the southern tip. India. So that's why it is time that the Indians become proud of their culture. And that is why it's so important to read Srila Prabhupada's books. Because when we read Srila Prabhupada's books, then we get to see what a wealth, what a treasure of wealth is there. In this treasure of wealth of information. And then when we take the ultimate teachings of the Vedas, what is the final teachings of the Vedas? All these teachings of the Vedas are coming into one point. What is that one point? Devotion to Krishna. And when one accepts the process of devotional service, then what happens? When one accepts devotional service, then what happens? Then his life becomes joyful. We are seeing so many youngsters are joining today. Many of you are here. They have joined. And many others who have come to Krishna consciousness through the preaching of our devotees, like Maharaj Rasananda. Where is Rasananda? Okay. And Avacharan, Brajendra Krishna, Dharmendra Krishna, and others. They are accepting Krishna consciousness in the basis. And then, Nimai Sundar. So, and they are, when they take up the job outside, although they are earning a lot of money, but they don't want to work. They want to come and become full-time devotees. But because of some other responsibilities, they cannot take up full-time devotional service. But But they want to. Even if they have to make some other sacrifices, they want to take up the life of a devotee, become a full-time devotee. I forgot to mention Chaitanya Charan. He's a big preacher. So. He was one of the first ones actually in Indore, I remember. So this is the result of the preaching. The intelligent class of people become convinced and then they accept the process. They seeing that how this materialistic education is just, is simple bluffing. Simply bluffing. What is going on in the name of astrology, astronomy? They're saying that they went to moon. But Prabhupada, when moon landing was happening and it was being telecasted, Prabhupada's the TV was behind Srila Prabhupada. And the devotees were watching the TV. I think one devotee was massaging Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada didn't go to moon. They can't go to moon. At that time, in 66, 67. Actually, Prabhupada's statement was so revolutionary that at that time, many devotees couldn't believe that. They thought Prabhupada is saying something which is not true. They lost faith in Srila Prabhupada and they left the movement. Many devotees left the movement because they couldn't accept Prabhupada's statements that they didn't go to moon. And you know, today, 33% of the Americans don't believe that they went to moon. The Americans are waking up now. And Prabhupada made that point that if they went to moon, they were saying that they will go make their settlement there. Now moon is not good, they have to go to Mars. But according to this description, will they ever be able to go to Mars? No. So, also they're making the claims, they'll create life. What kind of life? They'll create human beings. Our challenge is create a mosquito first. If you can't create a mosquito, even create a grain of rice. Create a seed of an apple. That will fall on the ground and an apple tree will come out. And in that apple tree, there'll be many apples. And in those apples, there'll be seeds. In those seeds, there'll be trees. In those trees, there'll be apples. In those apples, there will be seeds. In those seeds, there will be trees. Can they make anything like that? Will they ever be able to make anything like that? No. So, this is how in a simple way we can see how the scientists are bluffing. And why they're bluffing? Because they can't accept the simple fact, the existence of the soul. It is not that the matter is giving birth to life. It is the soul that is giving birth to life. There is a soul in the seed of the apple. That is why it germinates into a plant and it grows into a tree. So, the simple facts they cannot accept, and as a result of that, in order to continue their claim, they're continuously bluffing. One after another bluff. But do the devotees buy those bluff? No. I was actually thinking that we would make some TV shows where our children will challenge the scientists. And our children will prove how the scientists are donkeys. So, can you do that, Krishna Das? You're a child also. Yes or no? Okay. What about you, Nityananda? Okay, you'll take some time. Hare Krishna, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hare Hare. So, everyone, yeah, does anybody have any question? Sometimes I ask question and you don't answer. Maybe I can ask, does anybody want to discuss something? Any discussion? Yes.
When we see this mass organization going on, when we see the mass orbital missions going on,
mass
orbital missions, they are in the orbits of the Mars. They are
doing
satellite around the Mars.
Okay.
So when they are telling that we are spending this much crore of rupees for the orbit of the Mars and we will be soon landing on the Mars, why they will be bluffing? What's the purpose?
What's the purpose? Because otherwise they won't get the government funding. Government is giving them money. And if they can't prove anything that they are going to do something, will the government give them billions of dollars? Therefore they are coming up with this bluff. Also, they have to tell people that the scientists are achieving so much. Anyway, in TV you can show anything. Didn't you see Jurassic Park? And people are so stupid. In Calcutta they have created a science city. And you know what is the science city? What is the thing? Dinosaurs. Because of Jurassic Park's influence, they think this is the progress of science. They'll create life out of matter. They can't prove that in real life. Therefore, they present it through movies. That technology has developed a lot and therefore they can, you know, present all kinds of things. Okay, thank you all very much. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande, Hari Hari. So, all of you be good. And I just came for a very short visit. That also became shorter because I missed my flight yesterday. I was supposed to come yesterday morning, but and then I spent the whole day with Maharaj and Krishna Kishore in some beautiful places like Calcutta Airport and Delhi Airport. And it was nice. We could see the outside world. We didn't have to watch a movie. We saw what a big tamasha going on all around us. The world is becoming so wonderful nowadays. People are running after illusory influence of the Lord. And it's very nice to watch them, how the illusory energy, how Lord's Maya is bewildering everybody. Fortunately, I had the association of Maharaj and Krishna Kishore. Otherwise, maybe I would also would have been bewildered by Maya. Hare Krishna, Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.